Yes, sir, I have Secretary Conley.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, John.
How are you, Mr. President?
I just want to tell you that I think you're doing fine. Don't, I think you can't really expect, you know, great events like this to be shaped as fast as we would like, but just hold tight. It would seem to me, I'll be here until 5:40,
Roger.
In case you still want me to go along. I'll be here in the office, so I'll be ready to come over or not come over as
case
might be.
We should know about 4:30 at the latest, Mr. President.
Right.
I'm not going to hold them much longer. I've been talking around there. Everybody's on edge. Everybody's tense. Everybody's tired. We were at it till 11:30, 11 o'clock last night.
I know.
And if we can't do it the next couple of hours, I don't think we can do it. That's the whole purpose.
Right.
I'd keep them here if I thought we could do it. But
sure.
If we can't put it together in another couple of hours, I don't think we can.
I think the important thing, if you don't, then, is to come out with as positive a statement as you can about the future. How would you plan to do that?
Well,
then?
We just put out a statement from the group and not involve you at all, I would think, and just say that we made very substantial progress.
That's right.
We came close to a settlement. Let's hope that perhaps with the changing events and the passage of a bit more time, that problems can be resolved where we can reach a final solution or something.
You could say we've come very close together. We have substantially reduced the differences that we had from the previous meeting. We're very, very close together and so forth.
Right.
And then would you announce at this time or when you're going to call another meeting?
Yeah. Yes, I would think so.
And that you would have another meeting?
In the middle of January.
Mm-hmm. About the 15th. Before that Congress.
There's still a chance we can put this together.
Right. Right. Yes.
We've got four hang-ups, one of which we know, Canada, has been absolute bastards, but we knew that, so that's
sure.
The problem, really.
So let's just leave them out, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll have to leave them out. But, you know, this materially affects what we're going to get out of it. But
because of the amount of trade,
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to just handle the Canadians in a different way, won't we, John?
Yes, sir.
And by golly, we will. I mean, they want to be this way. That's
what I told them this morning. I said,
that's right.
You don't want to work out your problems with us. That suits us fine.
Right.
We'll play by any rules you want to play by.
But you see, in terms of the way the whole works, I think making the deal with the Europeans and the Japanese is going to have enormous significance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And people figure we ought to do the Canadians separately.
We've got the Japanese up to 16.1. We're trying to get them to 17.
Yeah. Well, you've done awfully well to get them to 16.1. I know how tough they are.
I think we can get them to 17 or come close to it.
Yeah.
And if we can, we'll take it.
That's right.
Now, the hang-up now, two things. The Germans have to go to 5. The French are adamant about the 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think they ought to go to 5, and I think they will go to 5. Schiller, I think, is trying to call Brandt to go 5% above the French. The French will be 0, you see, and the Germans have to be 5.
Sure,
five
I understand.
Percentage points above.
That's what they ought to be,
And
now the Italians, of course, are screwed up because of their election.
Yes, and the Italians are, apparently we can't move them, so... If we can get these other things solved, what we'll do, we'll just all put the pressure on the Italians and, in effect, make them agree to say that at least they'll do nothing right now, and then they'll take under advisement what course they may take, and hell, with the understanding that, you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now, they may devalue by a couple of points.
Yeah. I think, as a matter of fact, with them out in the Canadian, my own view is this. I think it would be very positive. I don't think it's going to be looked upon as a defeat at all for us, or... Let me put it another way. I think what we got from the French, that is, starting with that, was more than a hell of a lot of people thought we were going to get.
No question,
second, I think that if you can get the Germans on top of that, that's 13. That's a hell of an achievement. And I think, frankly, I think if you can get 16.5 from the Japanese, that's more than a lot of people thought is possible.
That's right.
People have been talking in terms of 19 and all the rest, but they know that's a going-in proposition, don't they?
That's right.
And doesn't 16.5, isn't that going to help a lot?
Yeah, sure.
Huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
We could even take 16 in, but hell,
you can try to get more. I know.
I won't try to get more.
Yeah. Now, on the trade front, there, I think all you can really expect, I've been thinking about that and, knowing what is possible and what isn't, seems to me all you can really set it do is to set in motion the process on trade.
Well, we can't get
they're
not going to hold up any realignment, President.
Yeah, they can't agree on that, but we can say we've agreed that we will move forward on the trade front, and that's to be negotiated.
What we're saying to them is that you must have the trade agreements negotiated by the time we go to Congress on January the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, we have committed ourselves to the legislative leaders that,
mm-hmm.
that we would have something on trade to give them at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we can say.
Right. And then hope for the best.
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, I won't hold you, but I'll be here. And
We'll try to wrap it up
right.
in the next couple of hours.
Sure. Okay, I'll be here. Bye.
All right, sir.